In January, Liu He, China's deputy prime minister, said China would buy 5 million tons of soybeans after meeting Mr. Trump. Even so, the pace of Chinese purchases is a fraction of what it would ordinarily be around this time of year. If the tariffs are lifted, some Chinese demand will recover. The billions of dollars worth of infrastructure that facilitates American sales to China is still in place. And China could turn back to America for other reasons. To cope with the loss of American exports of soybeans, for instance, it has lowered the minimum protein content in pig feed. But that risks hogs' health and can stunt their growth. Furthermore, Chinese pig farms have been hit by a nasty bout of African swine fever, forcing farmers to cull 5 to 15% of their hogs, according to Michael Magdovitz of Rabobank, a firm that specializes in financing agriculture. But this should prove temporary. Despite all this, many are skeptical that Chinese demand will ever fully recover. "It was nice to have guaranteed demand from China," says Mr. Bardol, "but those days are gone." Others worry that the Chinese will respond to this episode by investing more in developing Brazilian agriculture infrastructure, permanently decreasing their reliance on America. Not everyone is pessimistic. "The current situation is nothing compared with what we went through in the 1980s, says Randy Suda, another Iowan farmer. He remembers that he coped with low prices then by producing more efficiently. "If some farmers are forced out of business, he reckons others will pick up the acres and spread their equipment costs over a larger area of land." Prices have crept up in recent months. Mr. Magdovitz says they have been supported by the limited Chinese purchases, optimism that a deal will be agreed, and Mr. Trump's subsidies. America's economy as a whole may not depend on exporting to China, but if recent experience is anything to go by, soybeans are an exception.